Being an expert doesn't mean you automatically have an audience, especially with so much noise in the digital marketing space. You need to break through the noise and establish your message as a rising thought leader in your industry. John Cook has worked with over 1,100 coaches and consultants and 800 speakers to make their messages remarkably clear and compelling to the right audience. And today, he wants to help you. If you want greater clarity and even better results with your message, visit workwithjohncook.com. Here's John.
Hey, it's John Cook with Keynote Content. Today, we're going to focus on a topic that I think is very unexpected, especially here in 2020, coming into 2021. A lot of people are saying, I want to start a blog. I want to write blog content for my audience. I'm going, wait a second. Didn't the blogging go the way of the dodo? Don't we have videos? We have social media. We have Facebook groups. We have podcasting. All these different other forms of content. Where are people coming back to the written content? As with many things in life, you start this pendulum swing. Oh my gosh, blogging was so incredible from the late 90s into late 2000s and whatnot. And then people are like, wait a second, video is coming up, and now it's going to make this pendulum swing back to videos where it is. And they're like, no, I want to start a podcast. And then it goes, wait a second, we have this inundation of all of these videos and audio saying people taking the actual time to craft written content. How do I make sure that I get back in front of that curve when we do this pendulum swing back to written content? Because it's easy to whip out your phone, shoot a quick video, say, yeah, that's great, whatnot, and it's off the cuff, it's not that well prepared. But saying, if I take the time to actually write great content on a consistent basis from my brand perspective, from my brand voice and expertise, it shows that this is not just on a whim, but this has a lot more planning and intentionality behind it. So what I want to do with you today is I want to walk you through, here's how to create a better blog post, better blog content in a shorter period of time. Because did you know that the average blog post, Orbit Media did a survey, they found that the average blogger spends 3 hours and 57 minutes on one blog article or one blog post. That's insane from a period of time. For me, I do writing every day on a consistent basis. I spent, over the last 10 years, I've written over 2,200 blog articles for myself and for clients. Well, I'm here to tell you, you can create better blog content in a shorter period of time, and it's not that hard to cut down that prep time to create great quality blog content. Even if you're saying, I'm crunched for time, or I may not even have the great ideas, or maybe even I hate writing, this is for you. So I'm gonna walk you through. The first thing I want you to know is that you need to start with a big idea. So big idea is your first one. And that big idea is, I wanna help people know how to lose weight in 10 pounds in 2 weeks, even if you have no time, no exercise equipment, no whatever it might be. Taking of all those objections, the big idea is, I can help you lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks a healthy weight, even if you have all these things where you say, it's not possible. There's no way that can happen. I'm here to tell you, yes. So that's one big idea. My big idea for today is show you how to create better blog content, even if you hate writing, and do it in a less time. So it's all, there are other different variances, but it's creating better blog content. That's my one big idea for you. When you come, you sit down at that screen, typing out whatever it might be, find out what is that big idea, and then every piece of content that you put into that blog post, into that blog article, focus and have it tightly connected to that one big idea. And it's really tempting to go all these tangents. Well, it's going to be about this, all these different, hey, five things you need to do. And then those five things actually became five mini blog posts. And you're saying, yeah, but it's all feels like it's this conglomerate, but it's not a true one big idea blog content. Focus on one big idea. It'll be automatically better for your audience. Second thing I want you to do is block some time. And for this, you might say, gosh, do I need to block out the 3 hours and 57 minutes? No, I would say what you can do is block out an hour, no more than an hour. If you're saying, I'm already crunched for time, I can block out 30 minutes. Do it over your lunch break. Do it when you're waiting, get an iPad and type it out while you're waiting to pick up your kids from school or whatever it might be. But block that time. And from that time, say, get as much writing as you can get done in that 1 hour period of time, and then hit save. You don't have to publish everything that you write, but by saying, I'm going to reduce that time down to an hour. Some people said, how would I block that time? Is saying, you already come in with your one big idea. For 1 hour, I'm going to write. but I'm not going to be just writing that hour. That's for creating blog content, is that hour. Write for the first 30 minutes and then edit for the next 30 minutes. And then when you're done to that hour, whatever you edited up to that point, publish that. That is your blog article. What you're automatically doing is what a lot of people fall into the trap of, oh, I have to write, and then say, oh, wait a second, I have to obsess over, okay, is this the exact word? And so there are a couple different schools of thought with this. People say, I just write, and then I hit publish. Well, then it sounds more like a diary. It's not streamlined. It's not edited. It's not focused. And then you have you don't have better blog content. You just have a blog post that happens to be published on your page that doesn't really actually serve your audience. But people are saying, okay, I wrote a couple paragraphs and then I obsessed over editing it. Yeah, and then you ended up with a 2-paragraph blog post. That's not really a blog post. That's a diary entry or journal entry. And it doesn't really serve your audience either. So inside that obsessing over just getting something out on page or editing so it's perfect, in the middle there is a nice happy medium. Writing for 30 minutes, edit for 30 minutes. And you can play with that, you know, whatever the ratio might be. Maybe it's a 60-40 or maybe it's 70-30, whatever that percentage is, write and edit. That's a big problem that I've seen a lot of people run into when they're creating blog content is, oh, one of our team members wrote it, or hey, my assistant wrote it, or maybe I wrote it kind of waiting at LaGuardia for my flight or whatever it might be. And I didn't stop to really focus on, is this polished? Is this great content? We'll get to that in a little bit here. First thing though, big idea. Second thing is block the time and protect that time as much as possible. You will have things competing for that time on a regular basis. I face it every week. Everybody that I know, and I'm talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who create content on a weekly basis, they have something that constantly fights for that time, that attention. I have to take that meeting, or that project kind of went sideways, or this sales presentation, actually I need to keep working on that. Protect that time as much as possible and use that time only for creating your content. Third thing that I see is just get something on the screen. So get something down on screen. Now, that could be, let's get to the part I mentioned earlier where you say, what if you hate writing? The good thing is that you don't necessarily have to just start with writing. You can actually pull up whether it's Google Docs or whether it's, you know, any other different like talk to text software or programs and just talk for 5, 6, 10 minutes, whatever it might be, and let the program capture your content for you, and then you can edit that. You don't have to write it. What you spoke actually comes out on the screen, and from there you can edit that content into a nice, polished, streamlined blog post. Get something on screen, because you've probably faced this before. You're going, I have been stuck with writer's block for the last hour. I've just been staring at the screen. Then that hour you could have hit record and just started talking about that big idea and see what comes to the surface and then start to edit and polish it from there. But the point is that you get something on screen. Now, something you can do, something that I tend to do for the sake of time, is that I just do a video, a 10-15 minute video. I record it once a week. That's what I'm doing right now. And then I take that transcript and I edit that into an actual blog article. Now, how I speak is very conversational compared to how I write, which is a little bit more polished, a little bit more punchy pithiness to it. But the point is that I'm getting something on screen, and then from there, I can help develop that, nurture into an actual written content. But then you also have a video and written content. So you have video for the visual learner, and then you have that from the video, you can extract the audio for the audio learner or the auditory learner, and then you have your written content for somebody who is also more of a visual but a written content learner. Those are three different variances of the learning types or the learning styles that you can have connected with that blog content. And this is definitely the most important, is you write for someone else. Creating better blog content isn't necessarily about just getting your thoughts out there, but it's getting your ideas out there, or your expertise, your solutions specifically to help somebody else. I don't write for myself. If I wanted to write for myself, I would start a diary or a journal. I don't want to do that. I want to actually create content that helps somebody in my area of expertise, saying, here's what I know from what I've learned writing over 2,200 blog articles, just as this as an example, that can help you create better blog content. Write for somebody else means, okay, for the person who's going to be reading this, somebody who's going to be experiencing this content, what is a big question that my big idea can absolutely speak to from there? And from that big idea, saying, okay, if I'm putting myself in their shoes, what are the different types of questions that are connected to that big question that I can solve with that big idea and other subsequent closely connected ideas to help reinforce that big idea? So writing for somebody else means that, okay, it also inspires me to not say, I'm not just creating a blog article, but I'm helping somebody say, yes, thank God. I've been looking for website after website, Facebook group, LinkedIn group, friends, whatever it might be, and I finally found my answer on your website. And because of that, I'd love to connect with you and see how else you can help me. Because if you can help me with one blog article, with what I learned from that one blog article, how can then you help me with these other areas and a bigger picture perspective with the same problem or the same challenge that I'm facing in my life? So big idea, block some time, get something on the screen. Just get something on the screen and write for somebody else. What I have found is also creating better blog content is saying we maximize, you already have that big idea, so we've gotten that on screen. But I obsess over writing, and some people, I can't tell you, dozens and dozens and dozens of people have asked me, so John, do you write more than you edit, or do you edit more than you write? Tell me what, and I was mentioning this earlier, kind of like, what's the balance? If you want to create better content, absolutely obsess over editing. And I believe it was Hemingway that said, write drunk and edit sober. I'm not necessarily recommending that. But the point is that editing, you need to be absolutely ruthless. So edit without your emotions. Now, that's like saying, don't think about pink elephants. And the only thing that you think about now is pink elephants. But if you edit without emotions, it's saying as much as possible, I'm trying to take my ego out of the writing. I'm trying to take my, oh my gosh, I love that line or I love that section. Yes, but if you loved it, but it doesn't actually serve your audience, cut it out, get rid of it. You can always use that somewhere else, potentially in a better fit. But the whole point is that you get content out there, get something on the screen, but then you say, it's not everything that I put on my screen is supposed to stay on the screen for the reader. That's why they have, you know, the editor or the director's cut for movies is kind of like all these things that the director's like, I love this, but I ultimately didn't think it was what my audience would love. So it's taking your two loves and saying what my audience loves and what I love are not synonymous, and it's okay. But how do I create great blog content? It starts with saying, I need to edit without my ego intact. I need to edit without my emotions driving the decision or the quality of content I'm putting out there. But it's going, if I know that I'm obsessing over how to serve my audience better with this great content, I can edit knowing that, yeah, I loved that section, but I can always cut that section, put it in a document somewhere, save it, come back to that another time. Maybe that's next week's article or next month's or whatever it might be. But the whole point is that any piece of content you put together can automatically then be saved, and maybe it's used sometime in the future. I've had different drafts, different ideas, different even almost entire posts where I say, this is good, but it's not exactly what my audience is looking for. And so I've saved it. And then a couple weeks later, different conversation with a client at a conference, on a podcast, doing a webinar, whatnot, an idea sparked in saying, that's the opening that would actually be a great tie-in to that draft that I saved a couple weeks ago. And that would actually serve my audience well, because it now gives them an immediate context. That's just one example. So for your content, we're putting together blog content, starting with that big idea, blocking your time, get something on screen, even if it's a video, it's a talk to text, or you create, or you can record a video and then run that through rev.com, or you can put, you know, get the transcript and then edit that transcript into an actual great blog article. Writing for somebody else. This is not about us. This is not about me or about you. It's about your audience. What do they really expect from you, and how can you serve them well with that? Because there's a lot of different blog content that's out there, and there are millions and millions. Like, there are going to be 31.7 million active blogs by the end of 2020. That's a ridiculous number, because people out there doing a whole variety of different articles that don't actually serve their audience, or actually give a solution. Though I don't actually care, how does this actually help my audience have a better today or have a better tomorrow starting today? But saying, if I know I can create better blog content in a shorter period of time, even if you hate writing, What this does is this will set you up for better success so you're not spending 3 hours and 57 minutes on every blog article and then walking away frustrated saying, oh, I still didn't come out the way that I wanted. There's one little thing that I also want to add in here. The sixth thing is go for length of article. I'm not as obsessed with the word count as I used to be, but more saying, what does the topic or the big idea deserve from a word count? Your audience is not looking for a novel. They're not looking for a book. If they wanted a book, they would have bought your book. They're not looking for that. They're looking for a blog post. Like saying, what is a 5 to 7 minute read? If your audience is saying, I believe that an interested ideal prospect for me and my business would spend 5 minutes reading my perspective on this topic. It's your responsibility to make it engaging and interesting so that they'll spend actually 5 minutes on it. But saying for the length of article, I like aiming for about 1,500 words. So if you want to record yourself on a video, that's about a 6 to 8 minute video, talking the whole time, transcribing. That gives you a good piece of content. So go for the length of article that is direct relation to the quality or the concept of your big idea. You have so many different opportunities to create great content out into the world, but you might say, I don't know how to get started. I want to get into blogging, but I'm not sure how to do that. How does it work for me? How do I even start with great content? Or I've been doing great content for a while on my blog, but I feel like it can be better. You can go to workwithjohncook.com, fill out an application. We'll hop on a Zoom call or a phone call, talk about your blog, talk about your business, and how we can help create better content for your audience together. For now, though, make it a great day. Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in discovering how you can work with John to make your message more compelling? Head on over to workwithjohncook.com and apply today.